3. Computers.
Okay, class, let's take a quick survey, shall we? Jake, what is the hard drive capacity of your home computer?
80 gigs.
80 gigabytes. That's 80 billion bytes, or 640 billion ones and zeros. How did I arrive at that answer? Anybody?
Well, a gigabyte is a billion bytes, so 80 gigabytes is 80 billion bytes. Then a byte is 8 bits. A bit, of course, is a 1 or a 0. So if you've got 80 billion bytes, you multiply by 8 to get the number of bits. 80 times 8 is 640, so 80 billion bytes is 640 billion bits.
Well done. Now, that is no small amount of information on your personal computer, Jake. In fact, though, that is the current standard for home computers. We've come a long way, haven't we? Computer memory, as you probably know, actually had very humble beginnings, and I'm going to tell you about those beginnings today. We're going to look at the history of computer memory, have a look at how fast technology is improving, and consider what the future has in store. Okay, does anyone here remember the early Altair and Commodore computers?
I've heard about them. I don't think I've ever seen one, though.
Never seen one? Great. Well, I hate to give away my age here, but my first computer was actually a Commodore. Anyway, these antiques used paper tapes and cassette tapes, if you can believe that. To load a program, we would put the cassette in and press play. It took forever. That seems really antiquated to us now, but at the time it seemed pretty high-tech. Now, we're used to tremendous capacity and high speeds. Anyway, the first big breakthrough was when Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, introduced the floppy disk. These were originally 5 1/4 inches across, and they stored a measly 160 kilobytes. Yes, Tom?
Why were they called floppy anyway? I've always wondered that.
Because they were floppy. Many of you younger people may not remember these either, but these disks were actually floppy and bendable. You know, I think I may still have one in my attic. I'll bring it to class next time. Anyway, the direct descendant of the floppy was the hard 3 1/2-inch disks you are probably more familiar with. Even though they were hard, they retained the name floppy so as not to be confused with hardware or hard drives. At first, both disks were sold, so people usually distinguished them by their size when they talked about them. So the 3 1/2-inch floppy came out in the mid-80s with a capacity of 1.44 megabytes, which seemed like an awful lot at the time. For a few years, home computers featured drives for both the 5 1/4-inch and for the 3 1/2-inch. But by the mid-90s, the older 5 1/4 diskette had become obsolete. In our current times, we are witnessing the extinction of the 3.5-inch disk, aren't we? Actually, Jake, could you tell us what kind of external memory interface your computer has?
It came with a CD-DVD read-write drive and 2 USB ports, where I can use my memory stick.
It doesn't have any floppy drive at all?
Nope, I didn't need it, and I didn't want it. My memory stick holds 512 megabytes. Why would I need to use disks?
I don't blame you. Not to mention that CDs have a capacity of 700 megabytes. DVDs can store 4.7 gigabytes. And you say your memory stick holds 512 megs? I just bought the latest model on the market, and it holds 140 gigabytes. So you're right. Who needs disks anymore? While it is still possible to find a computer with a floppy disk drive, I predict that in the very near future you won't be able to find them. Do you know what else is funny? These devices are only going to get better. Anyone reading a transcript of this lecture 1 year in the future would probably find these figures laughable, just as we were laughing at the 5 1/4-inch disks. And when we tell our grandkids about how we lived, they will think it's hilarious. The rate of technological improvement in this day and age is astounding. To demonstrate, have you heard the new buzzword, terabyte lifestyle? A terabyte equals 1,024 gigabytes. It is estimated that in 5 years, the home computer will have a 5-terabyte hard drive. Amazing, isn't it?
Number 1. What is the evidence that the professor discusses for changes in this field? Number 2. What is the main idea of the talk? Number 3. What is an example the professor gives of an obsolete device? Number 4. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question. It came with a CD-DVD read-write drive and 2 USB ports, where I can use my memory stick.
It doesn't have any floppy drive at all?
Why does the professor say this?
It doesn't have any floppy drive at all?